And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Rose.
What up?
Dope.
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in. Center stage on the mic.
What are we doing, Jalen?
We putting it on wax.
We're Jalen Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We giving the people what they want.
Big show today. Great game last night in Monday Night Football. You know I don't like it when Monday Night Football keeps me up late. That's way past my bedtime. Great game. Came down to the wire. Big fumble at the end kind of bummed me out. I want to see Kirk Cousins there one out. Maybe Stephon Diggs can come up with another Minnesota miracle. But that wasn't the case. We have a couple big dunks in the NBA I want to talk to you about. We have a Naz Carter update. Now, you know, I communicate with the producers. Shout out to Demetrius. And what happened was is Naz Carter didn't start great. So I got a text that said Naz Carter was 0-3 at halftime. And I said, you know what?
Keep shooting.
I said, you know what? He's in the show regardless.
Stay low, keep firing.
This is your number one home for Naz Carter updates. If you are a blood relative of Jay-Z and you can dunk like he can, you can be in the show whether you play well or you play bad.
But also, I got to tell you, great producer, something to consider.
You're one of our producers, too.
I know. There are other elements to the game you can actually show him do. Like maybe a pass.
Oh, no, but what I'm saying, we don't sugarcoat it, though. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not just going to show the highlights. It's not Instagram. This is not Instagram. You get the real reflection of Naz Carter's performance. We will update you on how Naz Carter played. Seahawks were down to the Vikings by 7 at halftime. Then they rattled off 24 unanswered, powered by the play of Russell Wilson and the running of Carson and Penny. They ran over 200 yards on this Viking defense. Jalen Rose. The Vikings kind of made it a game at the end, but not really. What did you see from Seattle last night?
Smash mouth football and old school. So I said this about the Ravens. Mm-hmm. I said this about the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying this about the Seattle Seahawks. I love teams that can line up and run the football constantly.
Yes.
Especially with multiple players. They combine Carson and Penny for 3 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
So now all of a sudden, when Russell Wilson wants to do a play action, he can throw it deep to Moore.
You know, who else can run? Russell Wilson.
Yes. And that's the kind of game that travels to me. We don't talk enough about their defense either. KJ Wright is really physical.
Yep.
Bobby Wagner's probably the best in the game. They added Jadeveon Clowney. This is becoming a complete football team. And Tyler Lockett didn't have a reception for only the second time in his career.
I was like, is he hurt? Honestly, I had to look it up online. I was like, is he hurt? Is he playing? Like, what happened to Tyler Lockett? But I'm glad you brought up their defense because their defense is kind of like the unsung hero of this team. You know what I mean? Their defense has really stepped up back to like the old days of the Seahawks defense. But I have a question for you. I remember Jadeveon Clowney made one play at the goal line when he was unblocked. But do you think it's him not sort of being a part of the game was a function of him being double teamed or him just having an off night?
Well, when you're as great as he is, they're going to focus a lot of attention on you.
Same thing happens with Mac and Donald.
Correct. Donaldson, you're going to take up those blockers. You're going to take those chips for the tight ends. You're going to take the chips from the back so that now other guys can get up the field, but also so you can still stay back at coverage. Kirk Cousins didn't have a horrible game.
No.
Now, for Minnesota, and you know how high I am on them, I must say this. They were playing on the road. They didn't have Thielen.
Mm-hmm.
They lost Cook during the game.
Yep.
And so I'm not going to panic about their projectile moving forward.
Oh, I think a great team at home.
No doubt about it. I think when they have their healthy cast of characters, they're going to be in the mix of being one of the best teams
in
the NFC.
And while Kirk Cousins didn't play great, there was like a handful of plays where you're like, ooh. Like when he looked off that safety for the touchdown, it was like, oh, look at Kirk Cousins. Like he showed a lot of promise. And one thing I don't like, oh, he's 0-8 on Monday Night Football. Kirk Cousins can't win the big game. Guess what? 6 of those losses, he was on the Washington team.
I think 7.
Yes. It's like, come on now. Like, what do you want this guy? I just don't like it when someone gets tagged with the can't win the big game narrative.
Well, I'm rolling with you on that. And here's 2 things I want to say for those low-hanging fruit people that you just described. Number 1, the Super Bowl is played on Sunday, not Monday. 2, all Monday night games ain't big.
Yeah, exactly. Also, it's like, are we just forgetting about Sunday night games? Thursday night games? Like, all big games aren't Monday night games. Just because it happens to be Monday and it happens to be on ESPN doesn't mean it's a big game.
I saw a huge game Sunday, and it was at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Yeah.
Were you there? Ravens you go?
Did you make
versus
49ers.
I didn't make it.
I don't remember any phone calls.
I didn't get any phone calls.
But not going to be able to do it. We had a weird Russell Wilson volleyball pick six. We had a brilliant fake punt, which me and our producer think they should have saved for later in the season. And none of it could top what happened on the field after the Seahawks scored a touchdown. Watch this. The greatest touchdown celebration I've ever seen. Jalen, what dance are they doing?
If it is in love.
What dance are they doing?
Why do I feel?
Tell the young people who sings that song.
New Edition.
So here's what I find most impressive about this is, see those gentlemen right there?
Yes.
They're in their 20s. So me and you are old. We're washed. We know New Edition songs.
We've seen the video
when they played it on television.
Absolutely.
These young men had to study up for that.
I salute them. No question. I like when people study their history. Mm-hmm. And for those that have been paying attention to the history of this show almost 9 years, I must do a cultural or regional thing real quick.
What?
Can you name me the members of New Edition?
Bobby.
Don't tell him in his ear.
Bobby. I'll take my earpiece out. Bobby, Johnny, Ricky, Ronnie, and Mike. Earpiece was out. Got you. You
know why? Nice.
Because I knew we were going to talk about it. I knew you were going to ask me that question right before we started. I looked it up. I'm on you. I knew you were going to ask me.
You know me very well. Just like you know, I can't name new kids on the block. And I wasn't going to look it up.
Yeah, well, New Kids in the Block are obviously overshadowed New Edition and Cultural Relevance. I understand how it works. I would say with you. Moving on back to the NBA. The Bucks.
You forgot Johnny Gill.
I said, Johnny, now, rewind the tape. I got them all. I wrote them down. That's why I took my earpiece out, all dramatic.
The
Bucks beat the Knicks by 44 points. 44 points! They beat the Knicks by.
You're hilarious.
The Bucks have won 12 straight games, and what's more impressive than 12 straight is they are second in offensive efficiency and second in defensive efficiency.
Mm.
Jalen Rose. And did they make any huge free agent acquisitions?
No.
Did they remix the roster?
No.
They actually lost Brogdon. They added Korver. They added a Lopez brother, but like nothing crazy. How have they been able to do this?
Gather around, boys and girls. I'm going to teach you guys something.
You're teach us something?
You know when we've thrown out a term in the league that I told you was going to go away, low management.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, rest. You see, those are going away. This is what the great players do. They give you their numbers in 22 minutes, get up big, and ice their knees in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
That's what you
do. That's load management.
That's how you load management. Not miss a healthy game. Not miss a game healthy to rest. You do what Giannis did. You show up on a nightly basis. And here's another thing that I want to tell you.
What's that? Why are you so angry?
Giannis is such a throwback. Like we were just talking about musically. Voters love that.
Mm.
Remember I told you.
Mm.
Voters love that.
Mm.
And when it's a game against the Knicks and you put on this kind of performance, and again, like you mentioned, they only lost Brogdon in the offseason. Middleton is their second All-Star. Not a huge game from nobody else. DJ Wilson had 19 points. It was great to see my fellow Wolverine play some good minutes. But they play defense, and they have a guy in the Greek Freak that can now make threes. I'm watching the game, Jacoby. They isolate him at the free throw line. You don't come double, 1-2 dribble, bang, bang.
There's some funny stats about his 3-point shooting. Like, he can't shoot spot up threes.
He has to kind of take one dribble or two dribbles.
It's weird, but whatever works, works. He can't walk into him because no one's stepping up to him yet.
Because he needs a rhythm. And so that's what you want to see from the top players. We thought that Ben Simmons was going to come back and attempt shots outside of the paint. And though he's an all-star level player, he didn't do what the Greek Freak did and start knocking down consistent three-point shots.
So the Greek Freak didn't just knock down outside shots. He did something to Julius Randle. So I want you to watch this play and just tell us what's happening.
Okay.
Okay? So I want you to take into your eyes and tell me what's happening here.
Nice drive left. You cut me off. Oh! My goodness. You spin back over the left shoulder. I'm going to tell you what's happening there. You ever been to a hotel?
Yes.
In the lobby?
Yes.
And you see somebody leaving the hotel?
Yes.
Wearing the same clothes from the night before?
How is that related to this dunk?
Because Julius Randle took a walk of shame after that one. That's how it relates.
What do you do if you're Randall? Like, you said you've never been dunked on in the NBA. We have no footage to refute that.
I've been doing this for so long.
We have no footage to refute that. So what do you do when you see Giannis start to spin? You just get out the way?
No, I break that arm. I try to hit that arm.
See, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking maybe just foul.
Yeah.
Maybe just a nice foul.
Yeah, you got to whack that arm.
I'm giving you a big target. Yeah. It's a long arm.
And the thing is, he did it so fast, right? Julius couldn't even get his hands up. Mm-hmm. If you notice, his hands were not up.
No.
Because he had to slide to cut him off going left. Because he was going dunking going left, too.
He was not ready for that dunk. All right, the 76ers beat the Jazz yesterday in Philly, and they were led not by Ben Simmons, not by Joel Embiid. They were led by two new acquisitions. I'm sorry, one re-up, Tobias Harris, their new acquisition, Al Horford. So, Jalen, Tobias had 26 in the game, right? And he's averaging 18, 7, and 3. Mm-hmm. When you watch this game, did it tell you something about the Sixers and their sort of consistency and depth, or was it more about the Jazz and the losing effort?
So for the Sixers, they only shot 40%.
Yeah.
They only shot 40%.
That's not good.
Still struggling to shoot threes consistently.
Mm-hmm.
But what they do is attack the paint. And all of the guys that you just mentioned are 6'9 and above.
They're big.
So they're huge.
Even Richardson.
Attacking the basket. Getting layups, getting dunks, getting to the free throw line. You'll see Joel step out and shoot a couple of threes. Al Horford can make a couple of threes. Tobias is a capable shooter. Ben Simmons will not attempt shots outside of the paint. So literally all of their offense, when they're at their best, is going downhill. And that's what you saw in that game. But I have to point something else out.
What's that?
It's really important to me. I'm disappointed in something. I'm upset.
Drake, what happened?
Whatever happened to the Utah Jazz?
Oh, wasn't everybody picking the Jazz to be the number one seed in the Western Conference? Remember that?
I like to go deeper into the box score. Mm-hmm. Just yesterday, we gave props to the Toronto Raptors that nobody been paying attention to.
Yep.
Now I want to go the opposite way.
It's time to go the opposite way with the Jazz.
Okay, now they did lose Conley during the game.
They did. 2-2
injury.
Yep.
And I know the potential of Donovan Mitchell. And I really like Bogdanovich. And even their big fella play well in the game, the Stifle Tower.
Rudy Gobert.
He balled in the game, but it seems like their team speed is not they're slow compared to the opponents on a nightly basis.
Oh, I'm going to say something that I probably shouldn't say. No one's saying.
Royce O'Neal plays D.
Mike Conley hasn't been showing up for this team. I know he got hurt yesterday, but if you look at Mike, he's averaging about 14. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's almost like, I thought you were going to be a huge upgrade over Ricky Rubio. And you watch what Rubio's doing in Phoenix, you're like, you're an upgrade, but not a huge upgrade. And hopefully he gets back and he fix that hamstring and gets better. But Jazz, we got an eye on you.
We got an eye on you.
We see you. I know no one's talking about you.
We got an eye on you.
Jalen.
What up, though?
Your guy, Devin Booker, only took 4 shots in the first half. But the Suns had a 20-point lead against the Hornets. They would give some of that back and then eventually win by 5. But Jalen, the Suns are 9-10. They seem to be considering making a run at a playoff spot. Will they be able to stay competitive with this team?
Dario Saric. Mm-hmm. Double-figure points, double-figure rebounds. And Kelly Oubre. How they Oubre.
That's new.
Balling. Shooting threes, dunking on people.
Good handshakes.
Bad. Washington let him get away.
Yeah.
Because that's a perfect example of a guy that got a chance to play on a playoff team, showed some promise. Washington was trying to figure their
draft
way.
Draft him, develop him.
Yeah.
He shows promise.
And then all of a sudden, now it's great to see him playing well with the Phoenix Suns, and that's a good road win. And then watching the Hornets, the first thing that came to mind, and I was writing down a couple of notes from the game, it was like, they have so many lottery picks. They just need somebody to become a star.
Yeah, and another thing I'm watching them, I'm going, is Graham better than Rozier? Is Graham better than Rozier?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's one of those things where you're like, I know that you guys had this whole plan about Rozier, but I think Graham is better.
Yeah, so they got Marvin Williams who let him in score, and you have Miles Bridges.
Monk.
You draft Monk. You draft P.J. Washington. You draft mm-hmm. Zeller. You have Biombo. At some point, you need one of those guys to develop one of those guys to the point where they can break through and become your go-to guy.
The Suns have been better than expectations. And, you know, I looked at some of the moves they made this offseason, and I figured out their free agent acquisition strategy. Are you ready?
Sure.
If you are a white guy that your previous team considered washed up, we'll pick you up.
Yeah.
Kaminsky, Rubio, Saric. We got Kaminsky, Rubio, Saric, and who am I missing? Aaron Baines. It remains. Four white guys that everybody slept on, and they're like, you know what? We'll take you in. We'll take you in. And you know what? That is. I salute you, Phoenix Suns. I salute you for doing that.
Shout to Jay Hoops, their general manager.
Yeah.
My guy, James Jones, getting it done.
So, Jalen.
And he also added Monty Williams.
This is very important. I need you to take us behind the curtain on this one. So, I want you to watch this video that was posted online. It's Devin Booker just shooting threes in practice, right? No big deal. It's Devin Booker shooting threes, but he hits one, he hits two. And Jalen, this is going to be a long clip. Do you know why?
Why?
He hit 45 consecutive three-pointers in practice. So, take us behind the curtain. To me, I couldn't hit 45 consecutive layups. Like, I could not. On an 8-foot hoop, I couldn't do that. So, you spent so many years in the NBA. Is this normal or is this extraordinary?
This is extraordinary.
Thank you. Thank you.
But here's what makes it extraordinary. It's not just about the makes. And this is what separates the player that was really good in high school as a 9th, 10th grader. And all of a sudden, he or she's not the best as an 11th, 12th grader. Same, you're really good in high school and it doesn't translate to college. And it gets even smaller going to the pros. It's the muscle memory and the concentration to do the exact same thing consistently.
Concentration.
Straight up, straight down. If you notice it, to your point, if I looked at a paper and it said 2 + 2, 45 straight times.
I'm going to put 5 once.
I'm going to get it wrong once.
Yeah, it's just a concentration part, just the focus.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm impressed by this. I'm glad you said that. I thought party was going to be like, oh no, we NBA players, but no defense is what we do in practice.
Nah.
Like, it's crazy, man.
Not 45,
crazy. 45 in a row is absolutely insane. I know you love Booker, so I want to give him shouts. All right. The Hawks beat the Warriors. Right? Pretty insignificant game. Neither of those teams are really going to make a splash this year, but it is significant for this reason. The Warriors are now the worst team in the league. Not the Knicks. The Warriors have the worst record in the league. From the finals to the worst record in the league. Now they're going to get Looney back and Curry back. It probably won't stay this way. But Jalen, what does it say to you that the Warriors are the worst team in the league?
I already told you what it said to me. At a time when Zion Williamson got injured, at a time when Stephen Curry got hurt, those went from being two teams with so many nationally televised games, so much optimism about what's going to happen this year, to straight to the lottery.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised by what I see. I want to give the Hawks credit for taking care of business the way they did.
So Steve Kerr said it wears on you.
It does.
So tell me about that. You've been on some good teams. You've been on some good teams.
Yes.
You've also been on some bad teams.
Correct.
What does it mean by it wears on you?
This is what you do for a living, and you get judged by the result. And it's hard to even enjoy your personal performances when the team continues to lose because that's really what it's all about. So Pascal, for example, he's showing himself that he could play quality minutes for their team potentially as everybody comes back.
Yeah, he was good.
But they're not coming to practice today celebrating how he played last night.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The film, when the film goes on, it's like,
I didn't even look at this one. And what's the point?
Right. And it's a unique position for a team that's had so much success. As you mentioned, 5 finals, 3 championships. They were a super team. And then now all of a sudden, they might as well be a lottery team.
Okay, we both have our guys in the NBA. And you know what I just realized? 2 of our guys are on the same team. Your guy, Zach LaVine, and my guy, Jacoby. Not Kobe, Jacoby White. There's my guy, Jacoby, making things happen. He didn't have a monster game, but your guy, Zach LaVine, had 28 points.
Buckets.
So here's my question for you. They did beat the Kings. The Kings are without Fox, without Bagley. My question for you is this, when are they going to get a new coach?
So I always look at if you are drafting so many young players, and I just said this about Charlotte. Is it they're not breaking through when you have so many because they're not being developed or they're not as good as you thought that they were? Zach LaVine has shown me.
He can play.
That he can ball.
Markkanen had a good game yesterday.
Has shown me.
He had a good game yesterday.
He can ball. So I need to see. Wendell Carter had a double-double. Show me he can ball. Now, if that is not happening consistently, then you have to figure out why. And usually that's about coaching and player development.
I don't think he's going to make it through the year. But right now it is time for some very important news that matters. Jalen, I have an important warning from the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Oh, I'm out. You said the feds. I'm out.
That directly affects you. There is something in your home. When we go into an Uber, you don't even like to talk to me if there's a camera in there. There's a camera in your home that could be recording you with video and audio at all times.
Audio?
The FBI. The FBI has a warning. Now, I'm not playing. This is, you know, people have been buying things. It's the end of the year. People get Christmas bonuses. They want to buy a smart TV. So I went over to your wife today and said, is there a smart TV in your home? She's like, yeah, we got smart TVs. She goes, oh, you know what? The FBI has warned the public about putting smart TVs in their home. They're saying if you are connected to the internet, you are then susceptible to be hacked. You may not know this, but there's a video on your smart TV.
Well, I watch a lot of YouTube TV.
For facial recognition. There's a microphone in case you want to talk to it for voice recognition. Do you know what hackers can do? They can hack into your smart TV and just watch you watch them. So right now, when you go home, you sit down on the couch with your hot sake from the microwave, the popcorn that you made from the stove, they probably know exactly how long it took to make that popcorn.
Wow.
The FBI, this is not a game. This isn't like me talking about aliens. This is for real. Wow. Will you change your habits? Will you remove the smart TV from your home now that you have this information?
I need to consider this because, I'm a TV watcher. I watch a lot of Hulu, a lot of Netflix, a lot of YouTube TV, regular TV.
That's all. That's all internet connected.
All day.
If they can send you that information, they can also pull information from you.
What if the TV's turned off?
Oh, they could probably turn it right back on.
Interesting.
Are you going to take the TV out? I'm not taking the TV out. I'm like, they don't care about me. Nothing interesting going on. You know what I look like watching the TV? Like, you're going to get a bunch of video of me going like this.
I can have TVs without being smart, just like I can have a show without being smart.
Also, I heard you got Alexa in there, too.
I do.
Oh, Alexa's definitely listening. Alexa's definitely listening.
When I found out that, she got unplugged.
Oh, you broke up with Alexa?
Oh, no doubt.
You broke up with Alexa?
Question. You can have her.
Jalen Rose, we spent all summer talking about one basketball player, Zion Williamson. All summer long, we talked about Zion Williamson. And then he got hurt in summer league. And then he got hurt in the preseason. And then he didn't play in the home opener. Then we heard he'd be out 6 weeks. It's 6 weeks later. Without too much of an update, except for this one from head coach of the Pelicans, Alvin Gentry. He said the following, quote, I don't think it's anything that can be rushed. I think it's a time thing. 6 weeks is what we said, but obviously he's making progress. When the time comes for him to start on court to do things like that, he will. It's not anything that's going to be rushed or any shortcut. It's a matter of taking the time to make sure he's fine. Jalen, it's 6 weeks later and he's not even on the court yet. I'm officially concerned. Should I be concerned?
Yes. This reminds me of a current all-NBA caliber player. How he was managed earlier in his career.
Who's that?
Joel Embiid. Everybody knew that he was the most talented player in his draft.
Yep.
The reason why he fell to number three was because there were health concerns long term about how he would be able to perform as his career progressed. And if you remember, over his first three seasons, he played a total of 82 games. Now you see him out there performing and he will have nights where he needs to miss because of health reasons.
Yep.
But then he's also missed playoff games the last two seasons. So if you ask me if I'm going to be concerned if a young player as talented as Zion Williamson already seems to be on a path to never play 82 games and potentially miss playoff games if we make it to the postseason, yes, I will be concerned about that.
I'm very concerned about this. And it's no fault of his, obviously, but yeah. He was injured in high school. He was injured in college. He was injured in summer league. He was injured in preseason. Now he's injured in the regular season. There's something there.
That's a trend.
I don't think he's ever going to play like 75 games in a season. I really want him to. He's so excited when he plays. But the idea that they said 6 weeks, and now 6 weeks later, he's not even on the basketball court, it's a concern. What else is a concern? That food in New Orleans, man. You can't go vegan. There's no keto in New Orleans. Like, if he's not on the court yet, he better be on a training bike. He better be on a diet. If he's not on the court, he better be on a diet. That's all I know.
But see, here's the thing. It doesn't matter even if you're on a diet when you can't run.
You're not moving. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know how they have minutes restrictions? They just have calorie restrictions for him.
Because if you haven't paid attention, there are a lot of vegans that are out of shape.
He needs to be on fried food restrictions. That's what he needs to be on. Okay, we have big news. Carmelo Anthony is not just in the NBA. He is thriving. Carmelo Anthony won Western Conference player of the week. Big shout to Carmelo. What do you think about Carmelo being bestowed with this honor?
On this show, we lauded him to have the opportunity to get back in the league because we felt like he still had some left in the tank. Portland gave him that opportunity, and he showed it. He's putting up buckets. He's playing like we've always seen him play. Of course, he's in his mid-30s, so he's going to have some limitations. I was happy to see the NBA give him this recognition, not necessarily because of his play.
Thank you.
It was ceremonial.
Thank you. It was a recognition, but he did not deserve this award. Let's just take a look at, I don't know, another player in the Western Conference and how they performed in comparison to how Carmelo performed. James Harden averaged like over 40 points. Look at that. 42 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists. Put those side by side. And there's also someone else who's down this, Luka Doncic, with basically averaged a triple-double and won all of his games. So this was a salute. This was a hat tip to Carmelo Anthony. We're so glad he's back. Now, someone pick up Jamal Crawford. Just someone pick up Jamal Crawford.
Thank you.
Someone pick him up.
So here's what happens. Let me pull people behind the curtain. What happens is, once you play 10 years, there's a minimum salary.
Yes.
That you're
going to go below. Yeah.
So what teams do is they realize maybe my 10 through 14 guys, I say 14 on purpose because teams save money and don't even have a 15th player a lot of times.
Like two-way contracts in the G League. Like
just think about that.
Yeah, yeah.
There are teams in the league that say we don't want a 15th guy, so we don't have to pay for hotel. We don't have to pay salary. We don't have to have him on the roster. Like, there are teams that are fiscally doing that. So what ends up happening, though, that is a bad idea because what ends up happening is those vets used to actually be the people that showed the young players how to be professional. But when you feel like you want to save a couple of dollars, you have the blind teaching the blind. And a lot of these teams that have all young players, look at League Pass on a nightly basis. When you watch a team like the Bulls, who's their vet? The Hornets, who's their
vet? Denzel Valentine.
Okay. This is off the top of the dome. So what ends up happening is you don't necessarily give and being a professional ain't just points, rebounds, and assists.
Biombo is the Hornets vet? Yes.
It's how to deal with the media. It's how to manage your money and your family and your friends. Like these are lessons you get from your vets. And lastly, Jamal Crawford, in April of this year, averaged 34 points in the NBA.
I feel like people are going to look at what Carmelo's doing and be like, let's give Jamal Crawford's agent a call.
He averaged 34 points in April of this year, including a 50-point game. And I want to say that he's the only player in the history of the NBA to score 50 points on like 4 or 5 teams.
Oh, yeah. And also, I'm sure he's the only player in the history of the NBA that didn't retire, that scored 50 and then didn't play the next season. Moving on. There's always been some rumblings about this, but now there's reports from Newsday that if the Knicks continue to struggle, which they will, that they will be looking to bring on the architect of the Rappers, Masai Ujiri. Now, this is something that's been rumored for a long time, but it seems like the rumors are somewhat being substantiated. Do you think that he will ever leave the Raptors for the Knickerbockers?
So this is personal for me because I got intense knowledge about these teams because I played for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really close to both of their GMs, Scott Perry, as well as Masai Ujiri. I want to say in this microphone something that's really important. If I had to ask you, what's the problem with the Knicks? What would your answer be?
The problem with the Knicks?
Sure.
The owner, James Dolan.
Okay. So, Scott Perry is a good general manager. Of course you wanted him to get KD. Of course you wanted him to get Kyrie. But guess what? KD not playing this year, and Kyrie is out basically for how many games? 10 games.
We don't even know.
So, say they were in New York right now.
The same roster, basically.
you see where I'm going? So, what he did, he now put together a team that isn't salary cap strapped like they were for 15 to 20 years.
But they're all on one-year contracts. They've got like 8 one-year contracts. Probably actually like 3, but they've got a bunch of like team options. They can clear the deck and then start over again next year, which they will do, and hopefully they'll get a good lottery pick and bring somebody in. I don't think Masai Ujiri would really do anything that much different than what they did already.
If you had Masai right now, say you transpose both of those people right now, Masai would have to wait to the end of the year and do exactly what you just said. It's not brain surgery at this point. You know, the brain surgery was from getting from under a lot of salaries. In particular, one of their coaches named Phil Jackson, who they paid $65 million to. And you remember why they did it? You remember why they did it? Let me tell you why
Please
they
tell me,
did
Mr. Rose.
It. Because the fans were going to protest outside of the Garden about ownership. And then 4 days later, sign Phil to a big deal. So you can hire Masai. You can hire Scott Perry. The deal has to be allow them to cook.
Sell the team. That's what the deal needs to be.
Sell the team. That's the deal. The deal is sell the team.
Well,
sell the team.
Well, here's something.
Sell
as
the team.
As a Die Easy Knicks fan, you, as a former Knick me, I'm going to go to Knick games this year, just like I'm going to go to Pistons games. I'm going to go to Nets games. I'm going to go to Pacers games. Now, you just said something that could get you banned from being a Knicks fan.
They ain't gonna find
if you say that at the game.
They ain't gonna find me. I'm not
because
so
I've seen people say that to the owner. And security made sure that they weren't allowed to say things like that to the
owner. See, my seats aren't that good, so I'm not worried about it.
Hey, Jalen, not everything in the news is worthy of discussion.
So we're not going to force Cowboys topics?
Maybe. We leave it up to you whether or not we want to decide.
LeBron?
To discuss something. We have a segment called Keep It Moving. If not, to keep it moving, meet your message, jump in the minivan, and keep it moving. Are you ready, Dr. Rose?
Let's get it.
We have an update on Minshew
Mania. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving already?
Yeah.
What?
I don't like guys getting nicknames before they even play a season.
He doesn't have a nickname. His name's Gardner Minshew.
You just called him Minshew Mania.
All right, bring on Method Man.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
I have news about Rob Gronkowski. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
We know he's going to have a lot of parties and do some television and have a lot of fun. We know he's not playing football again. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving, I guess.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
I have an update on Antonio Brown. But wait, I think you actually want to hear this one. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
AB, Central Michigan. Hit the brakes.
We'll hit the brakes. The latest from AB is that he and Sean Kingston, remember Sean Kingston?
Yeah.
The two of them are working on a duet album. So we've got Watch the Thrones, we've got Best of Both Worlds. Will Sean Kingston and Antonio Brown be up at that level?
No.
Will they ever actually make and release this album?
Joint album leaves a lot to be desired. Let's wait and see what that actually is.
I'm going to say this. They might come out with a song, but I doubt they come out with a full album.
That's a lot of recording.
I used to play hoops with Sean Kingston, just so you know. I used to play hoops with him.
I played with him before, too.
Yeah, at the same gym.
I played with him before.
Sean Kingston for coming through and playing hoops, getting up and down the floor. Next. We have a Nas Carter update.
Hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes. That's the quickest way to hit the brakes.
Nas Carter. Why do we love Nas Carter so much?
Number one, because he can ball. And yep. Two, it just so happens that he's named after two of the greatest MCs to ever walk the face of the earth.
No. He's not named after Sean Carter. He is Sean Carter's blood nephew. That is why
Correct.
He has the last name Carter.
Yes.
And his first name is Nasiah, but we call him Nas. He's known as Nas. And here's what happened. He went 0-for-3 in the first half. And my producer tried to tell me that we weren't going to do a Nas Carter update. Whether he plays well or whether he plays poorly, Jalen Jacoby is the home for Nas Carter updates.
Tell him that
this
again.
This is my guy. Whether he plays well or whether he plays poorly, you want to know what's going on with Nas Carter, you can come right here to Jalen and Jacoby. He had 12 points and 9 rebounds, had a big second half. Do your thing, Nas.
He balled.
Do your thing. He's my favorite college basketball player. He's my favorite college basketball player. I love Nas Carter. Big win over South Dakota, Washington. Do your thing. Next, you got to hit the brakes on this video of Gary Sheffield.
First off, that's my guy.
You got to hit the brakes on Gary Sheffield.
Gary Sheffield is my guy. Hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this, chilling. Watch this man. At his age, well retired, not just hitting dingers, right? Look at all the contact. Watch. Just tell me when he fouls one off. Tell me when he misses a pitch. He's doing the whole thing while doing what, Jalen Rose?
Smoking a stogie.
Smoking a cigar. Just look at that. Dingers. Just launching the ball at his age. Got the hoodie on and everything. That hoodie's going to stink after this.
That's the OG right there. I got to get him on the show.
If I gave you a cigar and I told you you need to smoke it while you shot three-pointers, you shot 100 three-pointers, how many would you hit?
I wouldn't hit many.
I would throw up after like 20.
I wouldn't hit many.
I would throw up
so fast.
Yeah,
I wouldn't hit many.
And me and cigars just do not get along. I understand that other people love them. Me and cigars do not get along.
But if you think about it, there's a reason why there's only one basketball player that played with his tongue out. So just think about the different things that are happening. So you got to keep the cigar in your mouth, which means you're going to keep your mouth closed. Usually when you're shooting, your mouth isn't closed.
No. Could you ever chew gum and play basketball?
No.
Whenever I see NBA players chewing gum, I'm like, how do you do that?
No.
Like, how do you breathe?
No, it's probably guys who breast stink.
That's probably why Jordan had the tongue out. He smoked so many cigars. He's like, ah! Jalen, I need to show you a sport called death diving.
Hit the brakes.
We'll hit the brakes on this. Jalen Rose, check out this from Norway. My Norwegian brothers are out here doing this.
Yo!
Top floor belly flopping. Yo. Look at flipping and flopping. Jalen Rose, how much would it take to get you to death dive?
That's international cultural.
That is definitely cultural. I don't think
you that hurts.
You will not see a person of color death diving anytime soon.
As somebody that can't swim but's done a lot of belly flops, that just hurts.
So let me tell you something. Watch. Jalen, I watch this video a lot.
Mm.
Tommy, please run it back because they're cheating. If you notice, right before they break the surface of the water, they're not fully extended. They break into a pike right before they enter. You see that? See, this is fake. Y'all not belly flopping. They get into a pike position right before they enter the water. I'm calling. You death divers need to sell out. You need to commit, death divers. You are fake death diving out there
in
Norway.
Let me say three things. Number one.
Three things? Yeah. You got three things on this?
It looks like the margin for error from where they're landing to the end of the pool ain't really far.
No, not far.
Okay.
Let's see if you really got three. That's one.
Number two.
Okay.
The belly flop, you just acknowledge.
They ain't flopping.
They're not doing it for real.
They're exposing and then crunching up right at the last second.
And then the third thing, it has nothing to do with the actual landing. It has something to do with the dive. I'm not jumping off anything that high.
Oh, see, I like jumping off of high stuff.
No, I'm good.
Oh, I like jumping off of high stuff.
That's cool.
We used to jump off bridges growing up, jump off bridges into the river until the cops come. Oh, that was so much fun.
The only thing we jumped off of was garages.
What if we were at a pool? You wouldn't jump off the high dive? Just step off the high dive at a pool?
Please.
Like that one at USC right by the gym we used to go to?
Please.
You wouldn't do it?
Not gonna be able to do it!
You scared of heights?
No, I ain't doing that.
You scared of heights?
Not when I'm on a plane.
Okay. Jalen, there's a huge college basketball game tonight at 7:30 on ESPN between number one Louisville. And who are they playing against?
Michigan Wolverines, led by Juwan Howard.
Wait. The Michigan Wolverines, when they started the season, were they ranked in the top 25?
They were unranked.
Unranked. And where are they ranked now?
And after seven games, we're ranked number four.
Number four.
Oh, yes.
What's that sound?
Hail to the victors.
So we got two undefeated teams matching up in Louisville tonight.
We do.
Jalen.
Yep.
Here's something I want to say.
Okay.
You know I root for the Wolverines because of our connection.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate the love.
I'm a little concerned about them being ranked so high. I would much rather, if they're going to play the number one team didn't see them coming. That they were ranked in the teens or they were ranked in the 20s or unranked. That gives you a better chance, I feel, at beating the number one team.
Here's what gives you a chance to have a great team overall, though, to play against the best competition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they've been able to do so early in the season.
Good point.
Playing against Gonzaga, playing against Carolina, winning a championship does mean something to a team's morale like they were able to do in their trip overseas. Watching your head coach hit the cabbage patch like he did in college, like he did with the Miami Heat.
Oh, you add a little something
to it. Yeah, a little Superman. But I'm going to tell you what you need to watch for as keys to this game.
Oh, you got keys? Yes, keys?
These are going to be an important factor.
Oh, look at Jalen Rose. I'm listening.
Louisville plays really hard.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, defensively, they like to run and jump. And they pressure the ball constantly. So you got to take care of the ball. The team that wins the turnover battle. Also, the team that shoots better from three. Both of these squads have done a terrific job of making the three-point shot.
That Gonzaga game, it was like Michigan couldn't miss.
The three-point shot is going to be a key. And last but not least, points in the paint. Big Teske for the Wolverines to be a difference.
Love Teske.
In scoring in the paint, jump hooks, turnaround jumpers, getting to the free throw line, and slowing down the game on the road.
So I have a question for you. Where are we with Juwan on the text? Is he going zero dark 30 on y'all?
No.
Or are we hitting him up every day?
No.
Like, where are we with Juwan on the text?
So it's unique to have your brother from another mother as a coach.
Of your team.
Of our team. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? And the crazy thing, we played there together, as you know. I'm an alum. I grew up in Detroit.
So for him to coach the squad, I purposely try not to blow him up about what's happening, good or bad. But I still hit him up about things that can help grow the program and how I can support.
Sure, sure. Jalen, James Harden is the NBA leading scorer. He scores 38.9 points a game. Tonight, he plays the Spurs. The disappointing Spurs, mind you. 7-14 Spurs, mind you. Mm-hmm. How many points will he put up on the Spurs night? Say 50. Say 50.
More than his average.
Okay.
And here's another thing, and I know I like to get into my whole NBA rules thing just to upgrade, you know, based on old
ideology. So I agree with you on this
ideology.
One. I agree with you on this one.
The person who leads the league in total points, total rebounds, total assists.
Those are your leaders.
Those are the league leaders. I don't like when they do averages because
if I scored more points than you scored, then I scored more points than you scored, so I'm the scoring champion. Correct. That's how it should be.
Correct.
Like disagree with me on that. Correct. Debate me on that one. Oh, the person that scored
like
the most points scored the most points.
Like,
that's how it works.
In baseball, that's not like the person who averages
the most home runs a game. Yeah, like he averages .03 home runs a game. Like, no, that's not how this works. I agree with you so much, but you know what? What Adam Silver, get at us. I know you watch the show.
He watches the show every day.
Silver, hit me on a text.
And listen to the pod.
It is now time for the podcast exclusive. So, Jalen, there's a couple things I wanted to talk to you about, sir.
Nice haircut. You look handsome today.
Oh, let's tell you about that. So, drop Quincy off at music class. He's cultured. You know, Monday music, Tuesday swimming, Wednesday chess, Thursday swimming, Friday serious fun. It's after school, basically. So he got something to do every day. He got something to do every day. So I drop him off at music class, and I got an hour between when I got to pick him up. I was going to eat, but I was like, an hour's a little too long to eat. And what I see, a random barbershop. And who's in there? A bunch of old Russian dudes. So you know what I did? Hopped up in there. There were people waiting. There were people legitimately waiting for the other barbers. But there's one guy sitting in a chair by himself. You know, it's always a good sign. When there's three people being like, no, I'm not going to get my hair cut by him. I'm going to wait for this guy. So I was like, you know what? You got nothing to do. I got nothing to do. I'm on a time schedule. Let me get in there. I went and sat down. He was a Russian guy, old Russian guy. I said, what do you want? I go 1.5 on top, skin fade into it. And then he points real high on my head, like right here. I'm like, no. Because I call that the yarmulke. When you get the fade too high, give me the yarmulke. I'm like, no, a little lower. Then he starts to cut it. And I was like, oh, no. This is way too high. And I was like, I think he heard one when I said 1.5. You see how it's much shorter than it used to be?
It is.
And I'm sitting there in the chair. And while I'm in the chair, I go to myself, I go, Jalen's going to say something on the pod.
I told you.
I go, Jalen's going to say something on the pod.
I told you that you have to value the art and the profession of barbershop.
Do you know what I value? Time.
Correct.
Time.
Correct. You have to appreciate the profession that is barber. I think I need to.
Let me tell you something.
One of the most underappreciated things by you.
Reg, can you hit the whack brakes? Hit the whack brakes. Hit the whack brakes, Reg.
Yeah, those
Reg, you got the whack brakes? Where they at? Baby? Oh, here we go. So let me tell you something. Reggie, wave spinning. Jalen Rose, wave spinning. So when I get a 1 clip instead of 1.5 clip,
wave spinning.
I see.
You're on the pod. You can't hear it because you're on the pod. But I got like
IG
those
interactive.
I got those like those Shane Battier wrinkles in my head.
Like a Sharpay.
Yeah, like a Sharpay. I got those. So I got waves too. White guys can have waves too.
I'm wolfing right now.
What's happening, yo? Because you know I always feel disrespected. Literally last time when I was in a barbershop, I thought maybe Jalen's going to get cut for tomorrow because I know he's not just waiting until Wednesday to get countdown. Oh, you're not even doing countdown Wednesday.
Hey, man.
You going to go all the way to Friday?
I'll tell you what it is.
What is it?
I'll tell you what it is, man. It's the Ohio State Buckeyes got me down.
Oh, they got you? Did you really think you were going to win? Did you really think that was even a... Did you really think that was going to happen?
Jacoby, I've sat in the locker room and played against some of the greatest people to ever do it. Okay? I played against Hakeem Olajuwon. I played against Michael Jordan. I played against Kobe Bryant. I played against Shaquille O'Neal. I played against Tim Duncan. Mm. Okay? What do you think I'm thinking in the locker room before I go out there? That I'm about to dominate.
I'm going to hold him to zero.
I'm about to dominate.
Michael Jordan's about to get his first zero of his whole
right,
career.
Right.
I'm guarding him.
If that's the case, you might as well not even take the floor.
Okay.
Okay? So, of course, see, You're a Die Easy fan.
So Michigan going to win tonight against Louisville?
Of course.
Okay. Okay.
So look, here's the difference. Since you're a Die Easy fan, you don't have to deal with this emotion. This is why you don't claim a squad.
Can I tell you something?
You don't want to be 4 days later hurt that your team
lost.
Can
I confess something to you and the people? A couple guys in my rec league basketball team. You met Pat Spittler, Tim Green. They're Buffalo guys, born and raised in Buffalo, and they love the Bills. There's no other game on Sunday except their Bills game. You know what I feel? I feel jealousy. I miss those days. I wish I had a real team. Because they know the Bills. They know who the Bills play next week, week after that, week after that, week after that. They know the Bills backup safety. They know the assistant offensive coordinator. Like, just to dive in on one team, I would love to do that. But because of my profession, I have to cover leagues instead of teams.
It's not your profession.
Yes, it is.
Because there are a lot of people in your profession, all they do is troll certain teams and athletes for likes, follows, and views.
Oh, you're just gonna sub now?
No, I'm just saying.
Sub now?
No, I'm just saying facts. I'm just saying facts.
Okay.
I ain't saying facts. I'm just saying facts. Our show is talent and personality driven, not topic driven. So I could support my Detroit Lions and my Michigan Wolverines. That's my hometown team.
No, you're right. You're right. You know, here's how it works. I bring the topics and you bring the talent personality. And we good. That's why this works so well. You got all the talent personality. I got the topics.
That's a partnership. But this is important. This may be a seminal moment in the Jacoby household.
What's a Florida seminal moment?
Yes. You have a chance to claim a team.
You gotta not be able to do it, Reggie.
You have a chance. You just said you miss being a supporter of one squad. All right, let me give you a different way to think about it. Could you function in another religion where you could have multiple wives?
No.
Yes. Because the reason why I bring that up is because as a man, sometimes you try to you think like, man, that'd be the greatest thing ever. And then you got to think about that's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 different person. Listen, you got to please.
My wife would be the first to admit I have enough trouble keeping her happy. You know what I mean? Like, she'd be the first to admit.
Correct.
You're getting like a C+ on this one.
Correct.
Yeah, we start adding another thing. Yeah, start adding responsibilities. That's going to change.
So that's how it is when you're a Die Easy fan. Like, you want the Pelicans, but then Zion gets hurt.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You was all in on the Pelicans, and then Zion got injured, right?
Yep.
Okay. See, I don't have those issues. I know who my teams are. I know who my squads are. Born and raised. I only claim squads from Michigan.
I know.
Period.
I know. Listen, I used to be a big Patriots fan, won too many Super Bowls. I used to be a huge Celtics fan, but it was really like the Larry Bird.
I'm liking this therapy.
Kevin McHale. Like, I used to love that. Celtics, I had Celtics jerseys. I would never, House of Pain came out. Like, come on now.
House of Pain is in effect, y'all.
I love the Celtics. I did. I just loved it so much. But here's the thing. Over time, you live in New York, start going to the Garden. You know what I mean? Remember the Allen Houston run, Jeff Van Gundy, Larry Johnson beating your Pacers.
Oh, you're going to remind me.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, that whole thing happened. I was like, oh, I like this team. And I started realizing, like, I just follow my heart, and my heart just went away from my hometown teams. Your heart never left your hometown teams. But like I said, I've got one committed monogamous relationship in my life. Not with my barber, not with my sports teams, but with my wife and my kids. And that's it.
You got to respect barbers and sport teams more.
No, I respect barbers and sports team. I respect barbers so much I spread my money around all the barbers in New York City.
So no, but here's the thing. Do you realize what happens when you walk into a barber shop and the previous person that cut your hair sees you as a client? And then all of a sudden you go sit in somebody else's chair. What do you think that causes in their business dynamic when you leave?
So you're a really good basketball player, right? Right?
Yes.
I'm really good at navigating social situations. That's my talent. So I know how to defuse that whole situation. I speak out loud to all the barbers in my local barbershop, and I'm like, I don't play this game. Like, I'm whoever's available, I'm going to your chair. Whether you give me a mediocre haircut or a great haircut or a bad haircut, I'm taking next chair available. It's like best player available in the draft, next chair available. That's what I'm taking. And they all know the game. And do you know what? Yo. Oof. I'm about to say something that I probably shouldn't say. I'm about to say something some of the barbers that looked more like you than me left, one of the barbers looks more like me than you, was like, it's cultural. That's what he said. And he's been in the barbershop his entire. He's been. No, he didn't say cultural. He said it in not as nice words.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I mean, he didn't use any slang. He didn't use anything crazy.
Gotcha.
He's a homie, but it was like.
Gotcha.
But he was more just like, yeah, it's like a. That's more of a, you know, that's more of a thing.
But if you think about, I
don't think it's like that though.
If you notice,
I think white people are loyal to their barbers.
If you notice today, I'm giving you counseling. This is like therapy.
That. Should I lie down?
Yeah, this is like therapy right now,
Dr. Rose.
Right.
What's next?
But here's another part of that I want you to consider. Do you realize there's?
Yo, your hair's so long. I'm about to give you a ponytail.
I wish I could grow my hair like that.
TJ, who's been solid, about to be back.
I'm telling y'all, if I could grow my hair like the Mac, y'all couldn't tell me nothing. That's really how I want to wear my hair. Truly. But I'm giving you an insight, almost like a horoscope to your personality trait.
Okay.
You're not loyal at all times. Not loyal to your teams.
No.
Not loyal to your barber.
No.
You talk openly about how you don't mind talking about other people.
I'm loyal about two things. I'm loyal with my family, people live in my home. I'm loyal to the show, my co-host, and the staff of Jalen and Jacoby. Unless ATS calls again. I'm available. I'm available, ATH.
What is that?
Around the horn.
Oh, okay. Got it. Got it.
I'm available.
Yeah.
I'm available.
You got to get that look.
I got 3-2 record. I got 60%
But you got to remember the 95-5 theory.
What's that?
This is what people start to do when they become successful. There's no ATH without J&J. Never forget that.
Okay.
It didn't happen the other way around.
Okay. Listen.
So when you start showing up in here with ties and blazers,
I've volunteered
our staff is going to look at you sideways.
I always had my eye on the prize. You know what I mean? I was at the ESPN 1 out there.
But you know what really should happen?
Put me on the real ESPN 1?
Here's what really should happen.
But everybody said you probably shouldn't.
This should happen. We should petition for this. Who's the most handsome duo in the industry?
Tony and Mike.
Who's second?
Jalen and Jacoby.
There's no reason when they're out, we should not host their show.
Yo, I'll give you Eric's email.
Yeah.
I'll give you his email.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. We'll give you his email.
Yeah.
Listen.
They let us bring the background, you think?
No. This is very important. Tomorrow is what day of the week?
Hey, ladies!
It's Wednesday tomorrow, y'all. So what we need is that air horn. What
we need is get it together. And I just gotta say this. I know we're Pop the Trump Production. We got people that's been supporting us for 8 years, and they've seen us come a long way. Right now, we're in a transition from not only being in the trunk to being mainstream. And there's certain things we were able to do and say and use on the program that now people want to get paid for. Let me give you a different example. There was a time where I had certain pictures hanging up on the wall.
Mm-mm.
Then those photographers reach out to the worldwide leader.
It's like 40 racks.
Like, I own that picture of Jay-Z with that big gold chain on.
It's coming out of your pocket like a fine.
Right? and that's the same thing with music and the air horn. So for those that appreciate the heartbeat and the tunes of the show and the ad-libs and stuff, we're working on getting them
clear. We'll be back. We're in a transition period. So tomorrow's Wednesday. So ladies, right now, hit the whack air horn, Reggie. Ladies. I didn't want to do it. Sounds like the start of a marathon.
You would know.
Yeah.
All right. You gonna run the marathon again?
No. Tomorrow's Wednesday, so we need female voicemails right now. Pick up your phone, call 985-80-JALEN. Right now. Don't think about it later. You're not going to think about it later.
Right now.
985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail for tomorrow. We're taking only female voicemails tomorrow. Right now.
Crystal,
I want to thank
Franco
everybody.
Says she left a voicemail.
I want to thank everybody for joining Jalen Rose's Instagram account and checking us out live. We always do a live podcast. And I want to thank some of our special guests that we have coming on later in the week. I won't tell you who that is, but one might be known as, I don't know, Don Cartagena. And we'll be back tomorrow.
Hey, you know, before we end the show, you got to give me 10 seconds to do something.
No.
Shout out!
Music? You hear that music?
Shout
no. Out. No, fade out, Reggie.
Bucket
cut his mic. Cut his mic.
Tavares
is happy about that. We got 200,000 other people.
Giving
not named
Appreciate
Tavares.
The love.
Don't hear care what you say right now.
Cutting edge.
We'll be back tomorrow. Why's that, Jalen?
We're not done.